There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Leonard gets the snap. Back to throw, Riley Leonard. Rolls to his right at his 20. Leonard sails that middle of the field where it's caught by Greathouse. He's tackled at the 40. Tackled by Jordan Hancock and Ohio State. National champions beating Notre Dame tonight. 34-23, the ninth national championship in Ohio State history.
Damn, is that their home team? Can we get a little bit more excited?
That had to be Notre Dame's call, right?
That was all. I mean, that was bland and dry as hell.
The guy was, I guess he wanted Ryan Day fired. I don't know. If that was the Ohio State home radio call,
really?
The national championship victory, then they need to go to the Steve Holman School of Enthusiasm.
Something.
Because you get a little more fired up for the home team than that one. Anyway, that's the final play last night as Ohio State wins the game 34-23. Little late field goal, helpful for some.
Yeah.
I guess hurtful for others, I guess, if you took Notre Dame in the points.
Yeah.
But, man, it looked like Ohio State was going to win that game. It was looking TCU Georgia-ish at a time during the third quarter. Like, nothing will ever rise to that level.
No.
But, like, it was 31-7, and it looked like that thing was about to be 45-whatever.
And then
like,
they took their, foot off the gas, man.
Completely took their foot off the gas. Credit to Notre Dame for making plays, too. Like, Jaden Greathouse has made more catches down the field in the last couple of games
than he has all year.
Than he should be doing.
Yes.
Like, no offense to him. Like, nice plays. But, what was Ohio State doing?
Like, the break, that's what I was saying earlier. Like, Ohio State's usually a good tackling team. I mean, he catches a little short route, bam, and house call. The other touchdown, I mean, that's just a hell of a play.
Yeah.
That's just a hell of a throw, hell of a play. You know, but yeah, I thought that, you know, that's what we talked about. They had to get big plays in the passing game. But I think they wore their freaking quarterback down on the first drive. I mean, you're talking about a 17 play over 10 minute drive, you know, and all of it consists of me running into the teeth of the defense, not bootlegging or nothing like that. No, we're going to hike the ball to me. I'm going to take one step so I get let this guard pull,
yeah,
and then I'm going to go run right into the middle of the defense.
Let me eat this shot from Jack Sawyer, who's going to play in the NFL. Let me eat this shot from Caleb Downs, who's going to play in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, let me just keep taking – like, that guy took more hits in that first drive last night against Ohio State than – most quarterbacks take in a whole game.
Yeah.
Like, he just got completely punished. And it worked. They scored a touchdown, and that's great. I don't know if it was worth it in the long run because he didn't catch his breath for 2 hours.
Right.
And by the time he did, they were down by 4 scores.
Yep.
But credit to Notre Dame for fight.
They fought.
You know, I mean,
they
give
did.
Them credit for that.
They
do that. Looked like they were going to get blood off the field, and they didn't. So at least we had something to watch in the second half of that game. And then even more credit to Ohio State. They're national champions, man. They are, and it took them a long time to get here. And this is the benefit of the 12-team playoff.
Definitely. Because they wouldn't be in.
They were playing the best football at the most important time of year, and they're the most talented football team.
Mm-hmm.
That tends to mean national championship.
Yeah.
And that's what it meant for them.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing, the $20 million, we talk about it all the time, but they went and got Junkins and things like that, but their thing was keeping their guys and keeping the good players that were there. And obviously adding Junkins and adding Will Howard and guys like that, obviously Jeremiah Smith coming in as a true freshman, it's going to elevate your roster. And then the guys that's been there for a long time that we talked about, like how Georgia had those guys like Justin, like Jordan Davis, all them playing for multiple years. Their defensive line was there for multiple years. Yeah. So them dudes grew together, they played together, and, you know, they hit their stride at the right time. But coming to the season, there was no doubt who was the best or the most talented team. And the most talented team in college football, it was the Ohio State Buckeyes. And they went out there, like you said, hit their stride at the wrong time. But I just go back to Ryan Day as a leader of this football team and the leaders that he has as far as the guys in the locker room, how they were able to just block out all that noise. And like he said last night, when people asked him about that, he said, just keep swinging. And he kept swinging. And obviously, there was a whole lot of pressure on them when Tennessee comes in there. I thought Tennessee was going to give them a game. They beat the hell out of Tennessee.
They did.
And then, you know, you go and then you face a Texas team who is just as talented as you. Maybe not all the way there. Ohio State's at 100. Yeah. Texas is probably at 97.
Probably
maybe.
Not quite yes. there. But Texas is going to have 10 yes. guys drafted, probably.
Yes, and then they go in there, and you foul, and you fight, and things break your way, and obviously you recover a fumble, bam, 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 all that other stuff. And so you're in a situation where you're playing against a lesser talented football team, well-coached, tough as nails, doesn't give up in the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, and yet you got out big, because they're a front-running-ass team. They got out big, and then you kind of slowed it down. It's like, let's go for the jugular.
Yeah.
You know, that was the thing when we talked about when Georgia played TCU. They went for the damn jugular. They were like, let's beat the hell out of them because we can. You know, it wasn't more or less like TCU. No, we can beat the hell out of this team. This team has no business on the football field with us. And that's how Ohio State played it, especially that second quarter.
Yeah.
And then, give credit to Notre Dame, they didn't give up.
Yep.
They fought back and everything like that, made it interesting. Obviously, the big play and then the field goal.
Yep. Yep. They deployed the Will Howard run game, like we talked about last week. It was like Chip Kelly's offense functions best when you have a running threat at quarterback. And I don't know if it was the third touchdown or the fourth touchdown that they scored consecutively. The one where, like, all of the linebackers bit on Will Howard taking a step towards the goal line. Everyone collapsed on him, and then he just flipped it over the top. Literally every defender collapsed on him and just, yeah. And that's because he ran the ball for about 50 yards in the first half and just kept them honest. So, I don't know. Shout out to them. Shout out to Chip Kelly for kind of changing the narrative a little bit. Because
you remember, he was the backup plan. Because remember, it was Bill O'Brien. Then the Boston College job came open. He leaves there, and then obviously Chip comes in and becomes
OC. Didn't do much all year. We're kind of like, what is this offense?
Yeah.
Like, they have all these tools, and they're so bland. And then there it is. There's the offense. The offense went off in the college ball playoff. They win four games. They're national champs. Congratulations to the Ohio State Buckeyes. All right. The Hawks went to Madison Square Garden yesterday, fresh off of a
very impressive
crazy
win.
Win
very
on
impressive.
Saturday night over the Boston Celtics. I mean, it's funny to say, but it's true. They give the Celtics problems.
Maybe.
Like, they've beat the Celtics so many times over the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. It's insane. And they keep doing it. They did it again on Saturday night. Shout out to all the Hawks folks and everyone over at Veranda and Michelob Ultra. Had a fun time on Saturday night at the Hawks watch party. Dang it. I had one specific. I even wrote it down because I'm so bad with names. A specific couple that I wanted to shout out. Terrence and Kimberly.
Okay.
Terrence and Kimberly came down. Married for 32 years.
Nice.
Big listeners to the Andy and Randy show.
Nice.
And they just wanted to come out and hang out.
Hey, y'all.
And Kimberly won, I think, some tickets or a gift card like that. Yeah, it was a good time.
Love it. It was a very good time. Glad you had a good time. But yeah, it's funny because I think are they the only team that's beaten the Cavs and the Celtics multiple times?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, yeah.
They're 7-2 against the Cavs, Celtics, and Knicks.
Unbelievable.
Now they lost to the
They Knicks. Lost last night.
Yes.
Yeah, but it still sucked that they had to play that game because we know the significance of MLK and everything here in Atlanta, having to play in New York City, which sucked. But I mean, I was thinking to play the game early. I heard Abe's show yesterday. He's right. They could have played the game early.
Yeah, they've done it before.
Yeah, they've done it before. They could have played it early before the whole national championship and everything like that. So yeah, but obviously the Hawks. It's ebb and flow. Congo is
They listened.
Yes,
they listened out. They lost the first time they did it, but yeah, the story really is.
Yeah.
I mean, they lost 119-110. Trey had a good game. Not surprisingly, Jalen Brunson went off like he often does.
Yeah.
But Onyeka Okongwu started.
Yep.
Clint Capella came off the bench and actually played pretty well. Had 12 points, 9 rebounds. But Onyeka Okongwu started the game, 14-9, played 28 minutes. I would think that that's probably the plan going forward.
More likely.
Yeah.
I think, and you're right, because if this is a way that you're thinking about moving Clint, you got to see what this dude can do. You got to see, and it's one of those things where you can give him the minutes, but how does he start the game? If he's going to be our starting center, how does he start the game, and how effective is he? And yeah, but Brunson, I mean, it's just crazy. It's so ugly because he's a little ass left-handed and be shooting like on the left-handed side with the defender on his arm.
Oh, I know.
And he gets it off.
He shoots a shot put
every time. And he gets it off, which is just, yeah.
And they have Campaign, too.
I can't see.
Who's just the hardest player to watch in the NBA.
Yes.
He's so left-handed, like he almost shoots backwards.
He's so left-handed.
He's the most left-handed.
Yes, yes.
I'm saying that's what I'm talking about when I talk about Jack, though.
Like sideways leaning.
Jack walks around, and I swear his left arm is 2 inches longer than his right.
Well, put a baseball in his damn hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or a football. Whatever.
Put a damn ball in his hand and let go.
He's got a cannon. There's no question about that.
Let go.
Yeah, we got a little lefty. A little lefty reliever. All right, so we don't even need to play a highlight from the Hawks. The Hawks lost 119-110. The Falcons made their hire at defensive coordinator. Not a name that we mentioned, but it's certainly a name that we know.
And not surprised by
Jeff. No, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, not surprised by it.
Jeff Ulbrich, he had been the DC with the Jets. He was the interim head coach, had to deal with that crap all year. So if nothing else, nice to not be doing that anymore. But he was with the Falcons previously. He was a part of the Dan Quinn coaching staff. Mm-hmm. He was a linebackers coach. He was the interim DC when Raheem got promoted to interim coach a number of years ago. And so, you know, a guy with experience as defensive coordinator in the NFL. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean,
now you have a coach.
You think that whenever you're in a situation where Ra's in, and this is what we mentioned last week about, you know, these, because everybody wants the names and everything like that, and it's all about not saying there's nothing against Raheem, but I'm a defensive coach. He's a defensive head coach. We don't have no relationship together. How would I feel about him meddling? Or like, you know what I'm saying? And now he has a guy who he's comfortable with.
There will be no meddling.
Who has the same type of thought process, who's his friend, who is in this, because if they don't make the playoffs next year, Ross losing his job.
Mm-hmm.
And Rod knows this. So I'm keep myself insulated with people I trust and I don't have to worry about. And obviously that's good. I think Ulbrich's very qualified to be the Falcons defensive coordinator. Go get him some dudes.
That's what you got to do.
You got to go get him some players.
Yeah, whether it was Jeff Ulbricht or Wink Martindale
or
Steve Wilkes or whatever guy you wanted to be hired.
Yes. You got to go get some dudes.
Yeah, I mean, defensive coordinators succeed or fail based on who's on their defense.
Yes.
Jeff Ulbricht had some pretty damn good years in New York. You know why? They drafted defensive players and signed them too.
Yes.
They went from the worst defense in the NFL to a top five defense in the NFL.
Yes.
The first year he was a DC.
Look,
you know what
at
they did?
Who was
they
on that roster.
Sauce Gardner in the top five.
Yes.
They took the best defensive player available.
And they had the best, maybe now, one of the best up and coming defensive linemen. And Quinn Wood.
Right.
Like,
they had invested they in those guys.
They had
and then
dudes.
They all grew. Now, are they going to do that here?
They better.
They better.
This offseason is about defense.
Damn right. Damn right.